Causes: multinational corporations. Globalization refers to the exchange of economic goods of all kinds around the world. There are hardly any industrial goods which are completely produced and sold in one and the same country. Multinational corporations play a major role in this process. They are responsible for 1/5 of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. The global exchange of goods and services places a heavy burden on the environment. The constant increase in traffic, the enormous consumption of raw materials, the problem of waste disposal, and the damage to entire ecosystems represent negative consequences of globalization and lead to high emissions of greenhouse gases. Multinational corporations, the secret rulers. Since the end of the Second World War, the transportation sector in particular has developed enormously. Trucks, cargo planes, and above all, huge container ships transport goods around the world as cheaply as possible in order to exploit competitive advantages. In poorer countries, especially in Southeast Asia, Africa, or Latin America, cheap labor is available, which ensures low production and sales prices. Multinational corporations take advantage of this and have production facilities around the globe in order to sell their goods cheaply all over the world. 2/3 of the world market is dominated by multinational corporations. The world's 20 largest companies generate more than the world's 80 poorest countries combined. Multinational corporations, their responsibility for climate change. Multinational corporations are among the largest emitters of greenhouse gases in the world. The production and operation of companies in various countries lead to significant emissions of CO2 and other climate-damaging gases. Many multinational companies are active in the areas of agriculture, timber production, and raw material extraction. These activities often go hand in hand with the deforestation of large areas, particularly in tropical regions. Some of the largest multinational corporations are active in the oil, gas, and coal industries. These companies extract and sell fossil fuels that release large amounts of greenhouse gases when burned. Multinational companies often operate in countries with weak environmental regulations or in regions where environmental laws are not adequately enforced. This enables them to continue environmentally harmful practices, such as the uncontrolled release of pollutants or the irresponsible handling of waste. Multinational corporations often have complex supply chains that extend across different countries. They are responsible for selecting and monitoring suppliers. If these suppliers use environmentally harmful practices or their activities contribute to climate change, this should be recognized by the multinational companies and appropriate measures taken to minimize the impact on the environment. Some multinational corporations have considerable influence on political decision-making processes and use this to weaken or block environmental regulations. For example, they may lobby against stricter emission standards or renewable energy to protect their own business interests. This significantly hinders progress in the fight against climate change. In some cases, multinational companies lack transparency regarding their environmental impacts and practices. This complicates climate change assessment and accountability. However, disclosure of emissions, environmental data, and sustainability reports should be a fundamental requirement to hold companies accountable and motivate them to deal responsibly with climate change. Multinational corporations as role models. It is important to note that not all multinational corporations are equally responsible for climate change. Some companies have made significant efforts to reduce their emissions, use renewable energy, and promote more sustainable practices. Nevertheless, the collective responsibility of MNCS in addressing climate change is important because their activities have a significant impact on global greenhouse gas emissions. If multinational corporations, with their enormous global influence, took the lead in climate protection, for example, by making their supply chains more energy efficient, they could set an example for many other players in the business world.